You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. For about a year, a series of web videos has mocked Vermont Republican Governor Phil Scott. The group making the videos is called News Done Right, or Fan Club. The videos consistently take on Scott for not being a true conservative in the views of the video makers. VPR reporter Peter Hirschfeld has been looking into the group's origins and funding, and he joins me now. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Henry.
So what exactly is News Done Right?
Basically, it's a web series, a series of short online videos that first began appearing about a year ago. The scene is always the same. It's these two people named Elizabeth and James sitting on a sofa in a nondescript living room. Elizabeth and James are nominally the co-chairs of the Phil Scott Fan Club, but in fact, as it becomes clear pretty quickly to anybody who's watching these things, these videos are being used to mock and disparage and criticize Phil Scott, who's a Republican, and the critique is generally that he is way too liberal on issues like immigration policy, marijuana legalization, or most recently, gun control.
And so why did you choose to look into them?
A VPR listener actually posed the question to the VPR podcast Brave Little State. His name was Ian Hartman, and he said, hey, the production quality on these videos is pretty impressive. There's an obvious political motivation here. They seem to be trying to cut down Phil Scott. He wanted to know who was making these videos and, more importantly, really, why are they doing it? When you live in an age of Russian troll farms, as we do right now, when you live in an age when social media saboteurs are looking to use the internet to cut down political adversaries at their knees, the provenance of online content is suddenly filled with new urgency.
And so what did you find out when you started looking?
Well, I was unfortunately unable to confirm with certainty who's behind it. But there are some digital breadcrumbs on there online that link this operation possibly to two Vermont Republicans. Their names are Len Britton and Bradford Broyles. Britton ran for the U.S. Senate against Patrick Leahy in 2010. Broyles was his campaign manager. And the two have gone on to found a production company called Public Spectacle Media. The flagship production there is a show called The World According to Billy Potwin. It's a web sitcom. And VPR found an unreleased episode of the Phil Scott Fan Club that featured one of the main characters on this Potwin show. Broyles also appears to have uploaded some fan club B-reel footage to a file sharing site online. So we can't say these are the guys who are behind it, but at a minimum, they seem to have some intimate familiarity with the fan club operation.
Yeah. Well, so this group is criticizing Governor Scott from the right. What's the potential political impact on the Republican governor?
Phil Scott is a popular guy right now. You look at the polling, he's doing incredibly well. According to some surveys, one of the most popular governors in the country. And there aren't too many pundits that you'll be able to find that think he has a whole lot to worry about re-election-wise in 2018. But politics sometimes can be death by a thousand cuts, little stuff here and there that eats away at your favorability ratings. Fan Club seems to have something of a following. To the extent that they're galvanizing opposition against Phil Scott, perhaps that's a small but noteworthy factor that could impact his public image, could impact his standing with key constituencies. It could also mean nothing, right? These guys could be having no effect whatsoever. They could be spitting into the wind. The thing is, it's impossible to tell until the effects of these sorts of campaigns manifest in elections.
Yeah. All right. Well, Peter Hirschfeld, thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry. Good to be with you.
And you can read Pete Hirschfeld's reporting on News Done Right at our website, vpr.net. You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR.